It'll probably work best if I don't stand in a pulpit today because it'll go longer. The service is going to be a little long anyways today. So let's stand as we hear the gospel for us today from Matthew. Beginning in the third chapter with verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by John. John would have prevented him saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we've heard wonderful news today from Isaiah, from Matthew, and we pray that your Spirit will rest upon each and every one of us. Give us a sense of peace and rest from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable, God, with you, our rock and our Redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. It's my understanding that the River Jordan right now is nothing more than a bacteria-infested stream of water. On the Israeli side, the government has forbid anyone from going into the waters because it is that dirty. Kind of like being in Charleston, West Virginia right now. You don't want to touch the water. If you're on the Jordanian side, though, the government there has made allowances for those pilgrims that still want to come and to be re-immersed in the River Jordan, but they highly discourage it. One person said, if you have a cut on your body and you go into the water, you're probably going to develop a rash if you're lucky. It's probably going to be worse than that. Being baptized or someone renewing their baptismal vow in the River Jordan right now is incredibly dangerous to do. But think about it. Baptism is dangerous. Baptism is dangerous. We realized and have heard the words that when Jesus came up out of the waters, the dove descended upon him and he heard the words, "This is my Son and I am pleased with him." And in one of the Gospels then, the next scene is Jesus is in the wilderness, in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. He's hungry and in the end, he's being tempted. Satan is tempting Jesus to take the easy way. To take the way of power, to take the way of prestige. And Jesus says, absolutely not. And Jesus came and continued to live among us and to minister to those individuals that society really says, leave them alone. Jesus went to the poor, to the outcast, to the least, to the lost, to the lonely, in the terms of the disciple Bible study. And for those who were in positions of power, they didn't like the ministry of Jesus and they sought to get rid of him. They didn't like who was being invited to become a part of the kingdom. They didn't like who Jesus was socializing and fellowshipping with. Baptism is dangerous because it marks a person as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and we then have a responsibility to that call. I believe that the majority of us, if not all of us here this morning, have been baptized as well. Friday, I was with the Board of Ordained Ministry, and we were interviewing five or six candidates that are either recent seminary graduates or are halfway through their seminary career, and they were seeking to be commissioned as provisional elders within the United Methodist Church. My team was questioned 13, 14, 15. 13 was dealing with the quadrilateral of John Wesley, which deals with tradition, scripture, scripture, tradition, reason, experience. Got those. The second question was dealing with the sacraments. In the United Methodist Church, how many sacraments do we have? Are you asking or telling me to? It is two indeed, and they are baptism and communion, just two. The only reason we have two is because those are the only two that Jesus did. Someone said, why don't we have washing of feet as a sacrament? Don't know. Because we know that was a significant event in John's gospel at the Last Supper. The third question I dealt with, what is the primary mission of the church today? And how are you fulfilling that? Easy questions to deal with. So there was a total of 16 questions, or we just had those three. But what is baptism? I was thinking about that time, you know, you've heard that story about the woman that shared with the younger girl that baptism was a tattoo upon one's heart. The marking of a child. It's a marking of an adult for things that are greater and bigger than we can do alone. Baptism is the claiming of that child or that person as God's child and calling them into the mission and ministry that Jesus himself was a part of. And that, my friends, for us even today is dangerous. Because God has a call and a claim upon our lives even today. And that means that God's going to call us to be engaged in mission and ministry that probably is not popular with society. Because society says to get what you can. Take advantage of individuals. Be affluent. Be powerful. Go for the gusto. And yet Jesus says, humbly walk in the midst of people. Be generous. Be giving. Go to those that society pushes off to the fringes and says, we don't want to deal with you. And that makes then the presence of baptized believers who have heard and yielded to that call as something that people are uncomfortable with to have in their midst. Yes, baptism indeed is dangerous because it calls us to go forth into the world that God seeks even still today to change, to transform, and to make new. God invites us even today to be a part of that, to change this world and to make it a part of God's kingdom through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our gracious and loving God, you do have a call and a claim upon our lives. It began at our baptisms with that marking. When at some point in that ritual, the pastor asked, what name is given to this child? And you called us by name and know us by name even today. Oh God, may we come into your presence every single day and may we hear your call and claim upon our lives to go into the world, to be your church, to be your disciples. To be those who are willing to be engaged in dangerous mission and ministry to and for the world. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.